We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Thomas Bergeson. It's Monday, April 20th, 2026. It's been a big weekend at the box office, with a horror classic being resurrected and taking to the charts. Holding at number one is The Super Mario Galaxy Movie, bringing in $35 million this weekend, bringing its total to just over $355 million domestically. Sitting in second is Amazon MGM's Project Hail Mary, which made over $20 million in its fourth week of release. The only newcomer on the chart this week, Lee Cronin's The Mummy, debuts at third, making $13 million in its opening weekend. The film is a loose reimagining of the classic Universal Mummy franchise, written and directed by Lee Cronin and produced by Saw writer and director James Wan. A24's The Drama drops to fourth place, making just under $5 million this weekend. Trailing behind in the fifth spot is You, Me, and Tuscany, which brought in just under $4 million. Pivoting to sports, the NCAA Men's Gymnastics Championships were held at State Farm Center Saturday. The Fighting Illini finished fifth in the championships with a combined score of 322.2. Stanford ultimately took first place with a combined score of 329.8. During the finals, two Illini gymnasts made the podium. Junior Brandon Dang placed first in pommel horse with a score of 14.7, and senior Tate Costa placed third in the floor event with a score of 14.2. Five Illini gymnasts also received NCAA All-American accolades, including Dang and Costa. The other All-American gymnasts from the university were junior Garrett Shuley, junior Preston Nye, and grad student Sam Phillips. Earth Day isn't until Wednesday, but tomorrow, the university will celebrate Earth Day with its second annual Bike for Earth Day event. To encourage students to travel sustainably on campus, the university will be handing out free sets of bike lights to students with campus-registered bikes. Just stop by on the stations at Alma Mater Plaza, Eikenberry Commons, the intersection of Green Street and Lincoln Avenue, or the National Soybean Research Center between 4 and 7 p.m. to receive a free light set. Everyone who stops by one of the Bike for Earth Day stations will be entered into a raffle for the chance to win a U bike lock and helmet. T-shirts will also be handed out while supplies last. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Grace Avila, Emma White, and Katie Wilhite. From WPGU News, this has been Thomas Bergeson.